morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ross Stetson. Time now for the clean joke of the day on WCHL.
Good morning.
Hello there, Lauren.
Hello there, Ron. How was your weekend?
It was fantastic.
Good.
But as I always say, it was way too short.
Always. Always too short.
Yeah, here I feel like I just left.
Right.
You know, I feel like I haven't even been out of here.
I truly believe if weekdays we were off and we work Saturday and Sunday, I truly believe we'd be three times as productive.
Yeah, well, let's flip it and try.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll start the petition now. You start sending it around, see how many signages we can get, and I'm sure the business community will be right on board.
I'm sure probably everybody around here would sign it except for Barry and Jim Hebner.
Exactly.
Two of them.
But who needs their signatures, you know?
Yeah.
We outnumber them at least 2-1.
But I don't know how we'd do the radio station if we did that.
That's very true. And I know people would be very upset not to hear you every morning.
Oh, so. Yeah. I'm sure that would be it. That would be the big stumbling
block. I just see it now.
Tell me a good joke.
All right. I have a good joke to make up for the bison joke from Friday.
Let's hope so. It's got to be awfully good to make up for that.
It does. All right.
Got a lot of ground to make up.
All right. Well, I might have to work that over the next few days to make up for the one joke. This one is actually, I found it online thanks to a caller, a listener, who called in, Anthony Voigt.
Okay.
He called and said he listens to the joke all the time. He used to send them in. He loves it. But he had stumbled across a great website with amazing jokes, and he wanted me to go check it out.
Okay.
So I went on, and I pulled the first joke there. You know, we'll give it a test run.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. We always love getting jokes from people, but sometimes it's also fun to go out there and find a good one.
Well, let's hope it's better than Bob Sanders.
All right.
So go ahead.
Let's hope so, too. All right. The joke is bar bust. The bar bust joke. All right. One night, a police officer was staking out a particularly rowdy bar for possible violations of the driving under the influence laws.
Okay.
At closing time, he saw a fellow stumble out of the bar, trip on the curb, and try his keys on 5 different cars before he finally found the right one.
Oh, boy.
Then he sat in the front seat, fumbling around with his keys for several more minutes.
Uh-huh.
Meanwhile, everyone else had left the bar and driven off. Finally, as this man started his engine and began to pull away, the police officer could not let this man go on his way and stopped him.
Wouldn't want to do that.
Right. He read him his rights and administered the breathalyzer test. The results came back 0.0. The puzzled officer demanded to know how that could be. The driver replied, "Well, sir, tonight I'm the designated decoy."
Pretty smart.
Pretty smart. Very good acting.
And got all the attention.
Exactly.
Everybody else drove out of there just fine.
Exactly.
Well, hey.
I don't recommend.
I'm not recommending doing that.
Exactly. Right. These are not recommendations.
No.
Just funny jokes.
Just a joke, folks.
Just anecdotes.
Don't make it into a big deal.
Designated drivers are okay. Designated decoys, not so much.
Oh, yeah. Designated drivers are great.
That's right.
I'm glad we got those.
They should always be honored. Designated drivers.
Mm-hmm.
They're the
That's
best.
Right.
They're best friends.
Hey, listen. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
All right. You too.